Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Of the 21st century, we're hard by to the 20s, right? We watched the digital age transmogrify into the information age pretty quickly too, by the way, right? Now we're awash in with a digital record of everything that's been said, written, or happened, that's ever been said, written, or happened, from area news to Aristotle's ethical teachings. The barrier to whatever we need or want to know is literally no higher than the tap of a finger. And if being up to the minute isn't fast enough for you, now we have the world and parts of the cosmos available in real time. How about that for information? And that's most of that's free too, right? And all of this information is a good thing until it isn't. You know, in his song, Against the Wind, Bob Seger lamented that deadlines and commitments made him have to decide what to leave in, what to leave out. As digitally driven information morphs from in our world from handy to fire hose overload, we have to learn how to consume this information with increasing discernment, what to leave in, what to leave out. As the children of the information age, we're constantly and increasingly at risk of becoming victims and or purveyors of a potentially dangerous phenomenon. It's called availability cascade. Availability cascades. It occurs when we're exposed to something so much, a maxim, a meme, misinformation or disinformation. We have that so much in our face that we begin to accept it as truth and reality and, or worse, act on it without confirming accuracy or relevance. Here's an old story from the analog age that demonstrates the power of availability cascade. A busy baker saw this headline on a newspaper, "Economy Headed for Recession." Reacting to this information, he cut his flour order in half. In a matter of days, the local miller was compelled to reduce his wheat order from the farmers, who canceled equipment orders from the manufacturer, who laid off employees who now couldn't afford to eat at the restaurants that purchased the baker's bread, causing bread orders to crumble. In the economy, availability cascade is a circular process, like a tornado. By the way, the day the baker canceled his flour order, he had plenty of business. But now, out of business and locking up his shop for the last time, he happened to notice that the paper where he'd previously seen the gloomy headline, it said, as he looked closer, it had on the paper the date, which he was shocked to see was decades old. It turns out that paper had been part of a display in his antique store neighbor shop. He was creating a display in his antique store, and that paper was part of it. By not checking the information against the reality in front of his very eyes, the fact that he still had good, his business was still good, he became both the creator and the victim of availability cascade. So folks out here on Main Street, the baker in our world right now is Wall Street and the media that reports on them. If you think about this now, folks, if you think about it, you'll know I'm telling you the truth. Headlines on television, in the newspapers, online, wherever you see it, headlines like this: recession possible in 2019, or will the Fed continue to raise rates and what will Wall Street do about that? Or is the Brexit deal in jeopardy and what will that do to the global economy? Or how about this? Will there be a trade war, a global trade war? Those are all actual, real potential hazards. Any one of those, if they happen, could be a problem, right? But when stock indexes move hundreds of points up and down in a single day, as they did last week, on those headlines, and they did it for several days, they become the baker. Their 1,000-point single-day gyration hysteria. It actually happened, folks. There was one day where their single-day gyration hysteria went up and down 1,000 points in one day. That all of that creates a byproduct that, you guessed it, is availability cascade. And like the baker, overreaction by the markets has the potential to create a recession that wasn't going to happen before that. It's another example of disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, between the Wall Street and the Main Street economy. And that Main Street economy, folks, where you and I operate, is also where the real GDP performance is measured, where real business is measured from, where people actually buy and sell stuff and services that people can use, not just financial manipulation. Today, it seems most information is free, but information you can depend on and use safely isn't free. Remember, availability cascade is just two-dimensional information until someone gives it life and legs by acting on it without jaundiced eye verification and skeptical ear due diligence. Today, free and easy breaking news comes with a price: the responsibility to become discerning consumers of information, of the information age information. We have the prices. We have a responsibility to become discerning consumers of information age information, especially today, in particular right now, regarding economic news and reporting. Small business owners, the information age can level the playing field and empower us as never before. It's doing it right now. But it can also take us down if we become victims of its worst aspects, like getting caught up in availability cascade. We can do our part to avoid taking these things happening with three steps. Do your own research and come to your own conclusions about the economy. Spend more time listening to customers, what they need and what they want. And spend less time listening to talking heads and the wildebeest herds known as Wall Street. Folks, if things are good in your business, say that out loud. Tell people, whoever will listen, things are good. There's no law against a good news availability cascade. It could happen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. And I wouldn't be doggone.
Hey, I belong. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.